going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anthony Heron, Score football analyst.
Ashton Jeffrey had generational production in college, but he's just not that level of prospect. So there's other backs, day two and beyond, that I think the Bears will have an opportunity to get.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Hey, Bishop. I'm still on the radio.
I need another Paw Patrol.
Mr. Heron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Heron.
He is never scared. I think my favorite part of that is not Bishop requesting Paw Patrol, but it's definitely the guy saying you're Mr. Haddon. That's my favorite. Ed Heron joins us in studio. The Iowa Hawkeye. I didn't mean to wear this color, but it's appropriate to have Ed Heron in studio.
Especially when you were talking about Caleb Johnson earlier. I thought that worked out well.
I thought it did, too. That was our one who's your guy before the whole server shut down. And you can catch Anthony Heron on our draft coverage tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow night, I'm sorry.
Yep.
From 6 to 9 p.m. with Mark Grody. That's when he's Mark Grote. We'll do that in the second round.
All right.
With a live reaction during round two of the NFL draft. So Ant is tomorrow. He's on Fox tonight. And then Ant is on again on Saturday from 12 to 2:30 p.m. He and Robbie Maklouf during day three of the draft. All of that can be heard right here on the Score in the Odyssey app.
Can't get enough Robbie. I mean, I've met him once.
Robbie's
in person,
awesome.
Yeah. Looking forward to Saturday also. So all draft. All the time, nonstop. My wife has to share her birthday with NFL Draft Weekend every single year.
She puts up
with
it. And you make it up to her how?
I don't know, a life of happiness, I suppose.
Okay, you know what? I like that
attitude.
No, did you hear him talking about
people treating
people like running backs?
He's found his quarterback.
Did you hear that?
What did he say to Russ last week?
Marshall's analogies take us down very many twists and turns.
Russ is the running back of Chicago media.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say that. You did.
I'm trying to figure out your metaphors.
I didn't say that.
He's never coming on our show again.
Russ is Ashton Jeffrey. No, he's Saquon Barkley. No, you know what? Russ is, Earl Campbell.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Like Earl Campbell in his heyday.
Earl
not
Campbell
modern.
Gave his body
not
to the
Earl
game.
Campbell that can't walk. Not the Earl Campbell that's all beat up.
I mean, he
up.
Might not be able to walk after he gets done.
Wow. We need like a whole hour just for your analogies. You just need to get them all out, figure it out. We'll parse them through.
Certified free.
He found, yes. Also, NFL draft didn't used to be this weekend. Like that's the other part of it. You know, like when you two met, was it this weekend?
So it was not always her birthday weekend, but it was a 3-day event as opposed to a 2-day event. And so when I came out in 2001, it was a 2-day event as opposed to a 3-day event is what I meant to say, where it was rounds 1 through 3 on Saturdays and then rounds 4 through 7 on Sundays. So now it has been, made for a TV event.
Did you hear about David Haw's proposal?
No.
He wants it to be like Super Bowl week where Monday is media night for all the prospects. First round on Tuesday, second round on Wednesday, third round on Thursday, and then the rest of the rounds on Friday.
feels a bit excessive, but
of course it's excessive. I mean,
frankly, given the first round, its own night felt excessive at first, and now this is just what
this
we
is
do.
Normal.
Red carpet and everything. So I mean, I wouldn't put it past the NFL. They dominate as many.
We'll find a way to get this money.
Even during the NBA playoffs.
They have a ton of people going to Green Bay. They've invited a lot of people for this thing.
And the people that have gotten there have said there's nothing to do here.
That too. Yeah. There's only so many supper clubs per capita. My dad, who lives in L.A., he and I never talked about it, but we both wanted to drive the Lake Michigan Circle Trail. I don't know. We never discussed this ever. And he calls me one day and is like, hey, his wife and I, he's like, Roy and I want to drive this Lake Michigan Circle Trail. And I was like, what? Have we talked about this? And he was like, we're going to take our time and make it a week. But he was like, I really want to stop in Green Bay. And I was like, I don't think you understand. I'm like, you live in Southern California. It's not like going to a random city in Orange County where there's a lot of stuff to do. I'm like, everything's in Milwaukee. I was like, I strongly recommend you hang out in Milwaukee instead. He was like, no. He's like, I really want to check it out. He watches a lot of Packers games, whatever. He likes the Packers and the 49ers. And I'm like, are we related?
I mean, when you go past Lambeau, you see the landmark that is there in this neighborhood. You're driving through a neighborhood, and then here's Lambeau.
I warned him. I was like, okay. Tell me what you think. And then he was like, you're right. There was nothing to do. There was one restaurant we went to. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and you started in Chicago. He had never been to Chicago before.
That's a serious downgrade. Yeah. Chicago to Green Bay.
It's probably just Lombardi's Steakhouse or something like that.
I lived downtown and I was like, I really think you should check out Milwaukee or something. But no.
Yeah.
But then the rest of it was really cool. I was like, what's the Upper Peninsula like? So that was a whole conversation. That's not why you're here.
True. Yeah.
I flash back to our conversation that we had a couple months ago about Ryan Poles' drafts and how many people needed to do better and how many people needed to actually be real NFL talent. So given the fact that Ryan Poles has his largest amount of quality draft capital when it comes to first, second, third rounds. Now, we know 1 and 9 are exponentially more valuable. Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, good job. When you consider this amount of picks he has that are quality, how much pressure is there on him to get these picks right after the last three drafts?
It's immense, and partly because of kind of the initial portion of your question there, where some of the drafts just didn't go as well as we would have been hoping up to this point. It's not a really deep football team yet. You know, for year four of a general manager's time here, it's a good roster. It's certainly an upgraded roster. And some of these upgrades that feel like they've taken place this offseason, especially the interior of both lines of scrimmage, then that should pay dividends for the Bears. These are proven commodities as vets that they've paid in free agency to bring in, but it hasn't been coupled with the same type of development of those draft picks from recent years. And so, I mean, still hoping for more from Roma Dunze, hoping for another season of a big leap from Jervon Dexter. We'll see where things sit with Zach Pickens. There's guys that have been taken on day two early in these draft cycles, and they haven't had a star turn yet. None of them have had a star turn, but even just to show that they can consistently be impact guys. It's good that Kyler Gordon, his very first draft pick he's had, he's got the second contract at this point, and you're really hopeful about some of the other guys. But as far as just proven commodities in the league, there's not enough of that right now. So you got to hit this weekend because you do want the roster to feel deeper. You know the attrition will set in at some point during the season.
I just like how he told us it was going to be the most difficult roster to make since he's been in charge last time. And that will be the same sentiment, it seems like, this year because, of course, they'll say they're better, which they should. They should try to continue to get better. Looking back at what Ryan Poles has done so far, I'm wondering how much influence Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, in turn, will have on this pick. Do you think when that selection is made tonight, whenever it may be, whether it's at 10 or trade up, trade down, whatever, we'll have a better sense of who's truly making the call for a guy who's the head coach for first time and a defense that needs a lot of help up front?
I would imagine so. And part of it, I think, could dovetail nicely off the conversation you guys were having previously here about where, if in the world where the Bears were to trade up, but even if they don't trade up and they stay at 10, but who gets taken there could be really indicative of who's influencing it. If they're really passionate about Ashton Jeanty, is that because Ryan Poles feels like we got to bolster the running back room. I feel like that's more likely if Ben Johnson says, I can do special things in my offense with that guy after what I was able to make happen, you know, in Detroit the last couple of seasons with a couple of quality backs and have them be sort of movable chess pieces. Or if it is a tight end who's there at 10, if you have your pick between Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland, and especially if it's, you know, where most of us see Tyler Warren out of Penn State as tight end one, but say he went Colston Loveland over Warren, you would think that's because Ben Johnson has influenced that and said that that's a guy within my offensive system that I really feel like can do some special things, or I can do special things with him, and he suits the way I want to coach this Bears offense. It feels to me like the most sensible way to go is to continue to bolster the line of scrimmage. But if you end up going with someone who's going to have the football in their hands, then that's where I would imagine, not because Ben Johnson doesn't value the line of scrimmage, but they've done a lot of that work over the offseason already. But it seems to me that that's where you continue to bolster things. But if you go with a skill spot, if you go with somebody who's going to be handling the rock, maybe that's more of a Ben Johnson influence.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
That's it, is trying to figure out how much is a Ben Johnson position of need, even though he talks about how they have a blank slate as far as the offense is concerned. How much of it is something where he's saying, I'm looking at this person or this person, and I don't know that they fit into this. And how much of it is frankly just, let's get this level of talent out of this individual on the board who's available, and we will know how to use him or figure a way out. Like, that's the part of it that's a challenge.
Right. And, you know, when you have a couple of young defensive tackles who have already been drafted highly just a couple of seasons ago, and you went out and paid Grady Jarrett. So let's say where some folks think that Mason Graham of Michigan could still be on the board at that point when the Bears select at 10. I'd be really surprised if that were the case, because to me, he's got the cleanest film of any prospect in this draft cycle right now, just his snap in, snap out dominance that he showcased. But if they had an opportunity to get Mason Graham, that to me would just be a best player available sort of look. And that's fine, even though you've already bolstered the defensive front.
I think looking up now, I'm just wondering what it would take for them to trade up or down. It seems like there's this wide breadth of talent once you get past those blue chip guys early on. And so what do you expect them to do? Not necessarily what you want them to do, but knowing what you know about the Bears and their situation, everything you just told us, what do you expect to be the move in the first round for the Bears?
I expect to look for an upgrade at left tackle. And it shouldn't, in my mind, guarantee that Braxton Jones, if he gets healthy quick enough to earn the job, definitively won't start for you at left tackle, because he's played enough quality football. You've won games with him, where I like the idea of at least viewing that as competition going in. But there are several prospects that I do believe would be viewed as an upgrade if that were to happen. You know, a Kelvin Banks out of Texas, I don't think, you know, he's not going to come off in the top five, I don't believe. Will Campbell, to me, is the best left tackle in the draft. To me, I view Kelvin Banks as the second best left tackle. And we're just looking at the physical dimensions and stature. You can certainly make the case he's got an even higher ceiling than Will Campbell does.
Oh.
But as far as just, yeah, but as far as just grading the film, one film versus the other film, Will Campbell is more consistent in his production, just his blocking, his balance, his ability to cut off defenders, his ability to both stymie power and speed. Will Campbell is more consistent with that than Kelvin Banks.
We're not worried about his Kevin Willis arms? Like,
I mean, it shows up. It definitely shows up on tape, but I love his lower half and the fact that his footwork is really nimble and he's very light on his feet. And so he's been able to make up for that in college. If a defender's able to get into his chest or control his shoulders to a certain extent and get him off balance, Will Campbell is able to sink. He's able to redirect in a way that he makes up for that. And so, you know, you obviously face great talent in the Southeastern Conference and the competition he's faced. It's going to take a step forward in the NFL, but he's not like a Penei Sewell level tackle prospect coming out, but just comparison with his contemporaries here, like Joshua Simmons out of Ohio State, if he would have stayed healthy, he would be in that conversation probably as well. But as far as a guy stayed healthy, played the full season, and has been, you know, exceptional really for the last few years, that's Will Campbell.
This is Score football analyst Anthony Herron, also on Fox 32 as well, joining the midday show on the Score, Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi. And as much as you analyze the Big Ten, and as much as you've analyzed, I think, just quality running back play and your observations of college football, if the Bears do draft a running back with one of those picks that we talk about, the four in the top 72, who do you want them taking aside from, say, the man we've always mentioned, Ashton Jeanty?
Good question. I think that for what we saw Ben Johnson able to do with the Sonic and Knuckles thing, to have someone who's stylistically different from DeAndre Swift, and I'm not down on DeAndre Swift like a lot of the city is. I think the city had maybe different expectations for DeAndre Swift than I did. I feel like I've seen who DeAndre Swift is up to this point in his career. He's a home run waiting to happen, but he's not a guy who should be your 20 to 25 touch a game every down back, short yardage scenarios. That's not what he's ever really been great at. Once the Bears kind of figured that out, you saw there were games where DeAndre Swift was the driving force to get them back in the contest. They got into striking distance, and then Caleb could do his thing in the fourth quarter. I like his game a lot, but if you do get a guy who can be more of that physical, imposing presence as a back, like Caleb Johnson from Iowa, I'm a big Travion Henderson guy. He stylistically is more similar to DeAndre Swift. So out of the two Ohio State backs, I'm more of a Quinshon Judkins guy as far as how he would maybe suit the Bears. He's got a lot of top gear. He can get you in the open field and make it a house call, but he is more imposing in his running style than either Henderson or Swift. And I think so for the Bears, when they're on the clock, I hope they don't go running back until day two. And if that ends up being the case, if they got a Quinshon Judkins, I'd really be down for that.
Good stuff. Anything else before we like head to the commercial break here that is on top of your mind for this draft day?
If James Pierce out of Tennessee happened to still be there day two, like I heard you talking Abdul Carter earlier, there's nobody else with the same pop, burst, explosion off the edge that Abdul Carter presents aside from James Pierce. Like James Pierce presents a very similar challenge to defenders with that initial first step burst and quickness and his ability to bend the edge and keep his cleats in the ground. He's going to get sacks in the NFL, and he would be a first-round level talent if he wasn't so slight of frame. That's a bit of an issue in his evaluation, but where the Bears have bolstered their defensive front, he can just be a situational guy early in his career and put up sack numbers on third downs and let him focus on that. So if he's there on day two and if he's there early, I think that'd be exciting for the Bears.
Anthony Herron, we appreciate it. You're on Fox tonight, right?
I am on Fox tonight, yeah.
What you got going on Fox?
So on Fox, we'll be out at Soldier Field tonight from 5:30 to 7. I'll be there on the set with Lou Kanellis. Cassie Carlson is out in Green Bay. She'll be bringing covers live from there. Tina Wynn is at Hallis Hall. So we'll have a big cast
team
of characters
coverage
over there. That's right.
Team That's what
coverage
that is.
Of everything with our Bears draft live coverage. That'll be from 5:30 to 7, right up until the draft begins. And like you mentioned, I'll be here tomorrow night with Groats.
And on Saturday,
with my guy Rami, yes.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.